This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. California likes to boast that it leads the country on environmental and green policy issues. So it was big news that one of the biggest recycling companies in this state has shut down all of its 284 locations. Replanet had set up at grocery stores so people could bring their cans and bottles and get their 5 or 10 cent deposits back. But it turns out the recycling business model is hurting in part because China is not buying our stuff anymore. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Scott Tong.
When Replanet shut down and laid off 750 workers, it jolted California's recycling industry. Jenna Abbott heads a statewide group of recycling centers known as Protect CRV.
When the shock wore off, it was replaced by anger because we saw this coming, and Replanet wasn't the first to fail, and it very likely won't be the last.
The market has changed. For years, America's junk was China's treasure. Chinese recycling companies paid good money for our used plastic and paper. But last year, Beijing started rejecting waste it deemed contaminated. Here's environmental scholar Kate O'Neill at Cal Berkeley.
China took around half of the plastic that we put into recycling bins. And once they stopped, local authorities and recycling companies went from making a profit to having to pay to get rid of this stuff.
Some of the most affected, she says, are those in poverty who turn in recyclables for money. Adina Renee Adler of the Institute for Scrap Recycling Industries, however, says there is still demand for what we throw out. She says it's important to find profitable second lives for, say, soda bottles made of what's called PET plastic.
My husband and I both own a number of shirts that we wear every day. They're woven by fibers that originated as a PET water bottle.
Demand needs to catch up with supply. And every year, Americans supply some 80 million tons of recyclable waste. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.